When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Coming up in 15 minutes, the news with Courtney and science, which has been very active, apparently, over the last 24 hours, not only determining that the Kansas City Chiefs are getting whistle after whistle after whistle in their favor, but also science has determined which cars birds are most likely to poop on. So we will get to that. Very important information coming up. They said it momentarily. Rob Ninkovich at 8:20 this morning. This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Randy.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great. What's up?
And Courtney.
And Courtney. Yes, sorry, and Courtney. Yeah. I was like using guys in a gender neutral way.
Yes, that's
my apologies.
Take a lap.
Yeah. So listen, I was calling in to initially ask about the Patriots offensive line, which I don't think is taking enough heat. They're giving up the same sack rate as last year, 9.14. Drake May's taken 18 sacks this year. A couple of games where he's taken four or more, he's taken an average of three a game. That's not ideal. I think there are some trade targets on the market that might generate some interest, specifically the trio of Browns interior offensive linemen that Mike Vrabel should be well-versed in. They're not playing great this year, but Ethan Potrich last year, prior to the 2023 season, rather, was ranked seventh in the league. He's only 30 years old. He's 6'6", 320. He might be a good option. I don't think Chimes could be more wrong about the McDaniels thing. To me, the difference in Drake May looks like he's more prepared. It looks like he's studied the right topic, like last year, like he was showing up at games and he had all this ability, but it didn't look like he was prepared properly. It looked like he was processing everything as it was coming at him. And I think part of it's like development of a second year quarterback, but part of it is being prepared properly. You know,
it's a weird nitpicky thing from Scheim or from Jones or whatever.
It's nitpicky.
It is. It's like you have an extraordinary meal, like the best meal, appetizer, amuse-bouche, entree, dessert. The service is uh, five 5-star service, and then you're complaining afterwards about the lighting in the restaurant, or you're saying that the head chef didn't have much to do with it. It was mostly the sous.
No, Drake May is the head chef.
May is the head chef.
Yeah, of course.
No, I don't get, and thank you, Randy. Go back, listen to Shime's lead. Like, Josh McDaniels gets no credit for the development of Drake May. Okay.
I didn't say zero, but, like, he doesn't get the most. Like, the head coach himself specifically brings up the quarterback coach when asked about Josh McDaniels. Every time.
You want to give all the credit to Drake May. That's what
no,
you
I don't.
Want to do.
I said in my lead that Mike Vrabel deserves credit, Ashton Grant deserves credit, and then Josh McDaniels deserves credit.
But don't you think that's just what Mike Vrabel was trying to do when he answered Curtis's question on Monday? Like, Curtis brought up Josh McDaniels and Drake May and asked where the credit should go. And then he said, well, wait a minute, Ashton should also receive some of that credit. But that's why I think, what?
Yeah.
What did I say?
In my mind,
I don't think that he was trying to slight Josh McDaniels. I think that he was saying, wait a minute, you missed a guy.
Right.
This is where the credit should be.
But it's not the first time he's done that when asked about Josh McDaniels. Like, he's done it in press conferences. He's done it with us. Like, I just find it odd. Even when Jones Akeef talked to Tom E. Curran yesterday and asked Curran about that exchange on our show, like, even Curran was like, I can't help but raise my eyebrow a little bit. Like, he's like, because he's called them crazy the entire time, but the more it happens, the more it seems like Vrabel is pumping up his guys and not nearly giving McDaniels the credit everybody thinks he deserves.
So I guess to Shime's point, when you start to look at these things in these situations, then it has nothing to do with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco.
Then Mac is having success.
I mean,
we went over
why
this
would
earlier.
You say that? Why would you make that connection?
It would be all about John Graves, who's the quarterback's coach down there. Right? Okay. If you don't give any credit to the offensive coordinator and you give it more to the quarterback's coach.
The quarterback's coach has been in and out of there the entire time, Wiggy. It's very different. Shanahan has been running the entirety of the offense
Josh McDaniels has run the offense here multiple times,
right,
including with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, Greg.
And he was successful without Brady.
Enough of the Brady talk.
But Josh was successful without Brady.
Obsessed with him. He wasn't.
But he was with Mac Jones. He was. Yeah,
that he was very successful.
Okay, one season they weren't even a top ten offense.
Okay.
But
just
1 second, because I hate when we do these things where we apply certain ramifications or certain points without applying the back end of it. So in our text thread and on this radio station, Chime, you have blamed Josh McDaniels for issues on the offense, specifically with Drake May, correct?
I have blamed him for play calling, yeah.
Yeah, bad calls.
Performance
issues in general.
Right.
No, I didn't blame him for the Pittsburgh Steelers turnovers. I did not blame Josh McDaniels for those. I blame him for bad play calling.
I agree with you at times.
You cannot have a world where you get all blame and no credit.
I'm not. That's what I don't understand. Like, I'm not. I blame him for bad play calls in the game. When there are crappy play calls like tosses on 4th and 1 or running on every first down when the whole world knows and you can't run for anything, even though Drake May is having insane success on first downs, like that is the stuff I get on Josh McDaniels for.
Then you got to give him credit for designing great plays that lead to.
And I have. When he ran that toss, what was it, the Carolina game to Ramondre? Like, that toss was unbelievable. Everybody went
about
the other way.
Plays. I'm talking about coming up with design passing plays that create opportunities.
There haven't been many.
I would say
Hold on. So then Drake May just throws a bunch of goal balls?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying a lot of recently, especially the last couple weeks, a lot of Drake May's success has been improvisation.
The second touchdown to Booty was not improvisation. It came off play action where Booty comes across.
Yeah, Booty was blanketed, and Drake May made a great move.
No, I'm not
pocket.
Talking
it,
about
it,
that
it just,
one.
It just feels like that you and others are bending yourselves in a pretzel to try to create some issue between Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels.
I'm not creating an issue, Greg.
But you're trying to act like one exists.
But then why does he insist on bringing up Ashton Grant every time?
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Because he wants you to know that there's a guy who's with Drake May 100% of the time, every single day, and that's the quarterback coach.
And let me just, since we're all keeping it 100, Shime said that against the Steelers, you know, he had compliments for McDaniels. I went back in our text.
I never said I had compliments. You guys are very much twisting my words.
Hold on.
Never said I had compliments. I said
two.
I didn't blame him for the turnovers.
I believe you said you gave him credit.
Nope. I gave him credit for the Ramondre toss, which I did on this very airwaves. You guys are twisting words.
The text says McDaniels sucks. Mondre bailed him the F out.
Yeah, that was on fourth and one. Yes, the fourth and one tosses.
Also, Shime is a big aggressive texter with the F bombs.
The language.
So. Yeah.
I mean, that's just how I talk.
I mean, Courtney's got a baby in there.
Then said, fire McDaniel into the sun.
Yes.
Those were the two from.
Did he say McDaniel or McDaniels?
He said McDaniel, actually.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Jeez.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve to get his last name right.
Booty's second touchdown came off play action, a deep over route where it designed up perfectly. There was a nice hole. I'm not talking about the play that he scrambled and he caught the ball in the end zone with
cool.
the guy. Old.
One play.
But if you go through all the plays, there are more plays that Drake May makes from inside the pocket than he does outside the pocket.
Well, we will get to talk to Ninkovich about this very thing when he gets here at 8:20.
And that was very much not the case in the Buffalo game.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Brought to you today and every day by Ketch's Law. They don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, and they stand beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Go to ketcheslaw.com. What's up first this morning?
Well, Greg, Wiggy's lead this morning was about how excited he is for Cooper Flagg. There's another guy that's very excited and very high on Cooper Flagg. That would be one Kendrick Perkins. Here he was talking about Cooper Flagg.
Should he be running point guard for this team here, Perk?
You're damn right. I said it on draft night. He is the white version of LeBron James. When you talk about his IQ for the game, he has that. When you talk about his ability to be able to create, defend, do all those things. Cooper Flagg has that package.
Yeah.
Just minus a little bit of athleticism, less than LeBron. But when it comes down to him and AD this preseason, I love the two-man game, the action that I've been seeing out of both of those guys. And I wouldn't be surprised come opening night that the ball is going to be in his hands. He's going to be running that point forward position.
You know what?
Okay. I agree with him.
Maybe I'm missing it, but weird that the NBA isn't hyping him up more. Like I know season doesn't start till Wednesday, but just don't you feel like you're missing, like they're missing an opportunity to be like, hey, here's a guy who could end up being the next LeBron James in our league, and I don't get a lot of hype about it.
It might be personality, though.
Yeah,
does
that.
He have a personality? I know his mom does. His mom's very active on social media.
Right.
But is his personality out there talking constantly? That might be the issue. He's a New Balance guy.
Yeah, I see him on a lot of New Balance commercials. But I haven't really seen like the NBA being hyped up in crazy ways. So I couldn't really say that they're not. I think that where all the expectations are, we've talked about, like, you know, the NBA's hyped them up as far as Cooper Flagg and, you know, people that talk basketball.
I feel like we need more Josh Allen commercials. Like, there aren't enough Josh Allen
commercials.
A lot of
Josh Allen. He likes his those peanuts there. But
focused on winning a Super Bowl, but he's focused on making some money on commercials.
Gotta
make that money.
Important thing to him.
Get that bread.
State Farm must pay a ton.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, they have Patrick Mahomes in every single commercial.
They got King Henry in every commercial, so yeah. But I think Perk's right about it. When you look at Cooper Flagg's skill set, he's similar to a LeBron. He's similar to a Jason Tatum, you know, where I would say more LeBron because he's a better handler of the ball. So he is more of a point forward like LeBron. So it'll be interesting to see. That's why I'm excited to see how he plays out. Then once Kyrie comes back, then you can move him off the ball and make it even easier for him.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Greg, Jerry Jones is still encouraged that the Dallas Cowboys can be good after watching the Washington Commanders lose on Monday Night Football. Jerry Jones very much still believes in this Cowboys team. Here he is.
Just reminded me that we are still in it. And it reminded me that that was eerily similar to the way we got beat. And they came down and they were able to execute, get the ball, and get the kick, and you should have give me the chance to have our offense with the ball down there Sunday, where we had it, and I like our odds of winning that game.
Right.
I'm encouraged. The last thing that I'm thinking about is in any way being out of the hunt.
I know he just celebrated his 83rd birthday on Sunday, but doesn't sound a day over 79 or 81 really when you listen to him.
So glad the teams we follow do not have him as an owner. Like, just a total and complete jackass.
He's still in there every day running the franchise. So that
loves
his
press conference.
He loves his football team, Greg.
Says he was giving someone a thumbs up. There has not been a clearer video since the Zapruder film of a guy in Dallas doing something they shouldn't.
Listen, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but say what you want. You got to give Jerry Jones credit when it comes to him as a GM. Like, he traded for George Pickens, who's having a great year. CeeDee Lamb's obviously hurt. I know the Micah Parsons thing was stupid, but we've seen a ton of GMs throughout the year make dumb decisions, right? We always give.
But that's the same offseason. What would you say, given those two moves?
I would say that was dumb to get rid of Micah Parsons, right? But there was a deal on the table. He said that he offered Micah Parsons the highest amount of money, and Micah Parsons didn't want it because maybe of the years.
No.
So at least he's willing to spend money on guys.
All right, what's next?
Well, from one old guy to another, Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media yesterday and was introduced with the idea of a new bowl game, Greg. I bet you would love this one.
Oldest quarterbacks playing this week. Let's go. Woo! Icy hot bowl. I love it.
Aaron, what do you think about maybe the novelty of two 40-year-old quarterbacks going against each other, 40-plus quarterbacks?
The novelty? I think it's great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to to pull for the older guys to win championships. I've been friends with Steph for a long time. Steph is one of the older guys in the NBA now. So anytime the Warriors are playing, I'm always pulling for Steph to ball out for them to win. But it's great. I mean, I've known Joe for a long time. He's been great coming to my charity event. He's been a great ambassador for the league. He's had a great career. And it's fun that we're both still playing.
Who is older, Joe Flacco or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers,
yeah. Okay. But let's be honest, Rodgers is like, all right, let's get past the Bengals because the real game is the following week against the Packers at home.
100%.
Yeah.
But you could tell he was bothered by the question because he said, the novelty of it? Yeah. Oh, it's not a novelty. It's whatever. I mean,
he's got Pittsburgh in a good position right now.
4-1. You know, I still can't believe it.
You know, you can't knock his hustle. I mean, he's not doing anything spectacular, but he's not making a ton of mistakes. And that's what I think that's what Mike Tomlin wants from his quarterback. You know, he doesn't need his quarterback to carry the team. Just be smart and don't make mistakes.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. Drew Brees was on ESPN yesterday, gave his top five teams in the NFL right now.
Okay.
Here is his list.
I like the Bucs. I have the Bucs as number one, too, man. They've earned it. I like the Colts number two as well. They got a big challenge with the Chargers coming to town this week. We're going to see if they can hold that spot. The Chiefs is a little aggressive for me at number three.
Really?
I know they just had this big win against the Lions, but I cannot put them at number three right now. I had the Niners, all right? Mm-hmm. Number four, I actually had the Lions. So I got them there, and then I got the Pats at number five.
Wow.
I love the way Drake May's playing as well. I think Vrabel's got these guys going. These guys are a big play offense, man. You turn on the tape, they are under center as much as anybody in the league right now. Run the football, play action. He's launching it down the field. I love watching these guys.
So to be clear, he's saying the Chiefs are not on his list.
Right? No.
Correct. Neither is top five.
Neither are the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
Right. So very interesting, but the New England Patriots are at number five.
Pats and Niners.
Yeah.
Your boy Mac Jones over there, the island.
The island. Okay. Shyam, excellent job. Thank you. That is They Said It. The news with Courtney coming up next, and then Rob Ninkovich at 8:20 on a Ninko Wednesday at WEEI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.